Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We are also on DSTV 882. Do visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. My guest, Angie Botile, she's already in the studio looking beautiful. I love your hair. And I think it's for obvious reasons why I love your hair.
Why?
I'm also rocking a short hair,
oh, yes,
hairstyle. You know, I've dyed my hair. You also dyed your hair.
Yes.
So I'm excited that we are girls rocking short hair.
Oh, yes.
Good to have you here, Angie.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I have not seen you, like, can we see each other on social media? No, I think 2 years.
Wow, has it been that
long? Yeah, I think so. The last time you were here, I think it was when I was still doing a music show on a Saturday morning.
Yes, that was 2019.
Yeah,
yes,
so yes, that's like long.
It is.
And ever since I've seen you then, so much has happened that you've also now an author. Huh? Your profile it's no longer gospel artist. There are other things added.
Yes.
So, author, you woke up one day and then you're an author.
Bona.
Girl.
Bona.
This God, I love him. So, Angie, please give us a bit background about you. Like, who's Angie and where do you come from?
Okay.
Just to give us an intro of who you are.
All right. Nagi Angie Botile. I was born in Free State.
Okay. You're from the Free... Where in the Free State?
Not Paris, but okay. Copares.
Oh. Not Paris, but Paris.
Copares,
Our technical guy is also from the Free State.
Oh, that's a beautiful place too. Yeah. That's a beautiful place.
Oh, so Umsotho. You are Sotho speaking. Oh, not necessarily.
Kimo Sotho, kimo Xhosa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes.
Kimo Africa.
Mr. Leo, that side also.
Kimo Africa. Let's put it that way.
I think you're Vusi's cousin. Because he's Xhosa and Sotho.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we must have a reunion after this
interview. Yeah, we should.
So you from the Free State?
I grew up in Soweto.
Yeah.
I think I came into this world singing.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. Did you start singing take me through your journey with music. Did you start singing at a young age?
That's why I'm saying I think I was born into this world singing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been singing all my life from the age of 5, go school, go Sunday school.
Yeah,
I've been singing. Like, music is my first love.
Sure.
Waiting when I'm sad, I sing. When I'm happy, I sing. Mm. When I'm angry, I'm always singing.
When you're angry?
Yes. Liha kibuwa libatu. You know? I'll give you just a typical example.
Okay.
My boy would ask me a question.
Okay.
I would not say yes. I would just sing, yeah, Baba Giti. And they know, okay, she means yes. You know, like, I'm crazy like that.
So you sing about like anything, about everything.
Yes.
Wow, interesting,
yes,
Angie.
Yes.
I must say. This afternoon, you want to share to us, rather, about the healing power of a woman.
Mm.
But I don't know where we should start. But start where you're comfortable, you know, starting from.
All right.
The healing power of a woman. Mm. How did you see God healing you in your own journey?
Okay. Let me start it this way.
Okay.
I think God is in a business of healing his people.
Sure. Wow.
And he has always been in that business of healing his people.
Amen.
I'm way back from Adam, you know, when he sinned, you know, that's when sickness and diseases came in.
Sure.
You know, but because God loves us so much, that's why he gave Jesus Christ to come, you know, so that he can die. I mean, we did not only obtain salvation, we also, whatever, I think salvation, it's a full word. It also involves prosperity, healing.
Amen.
It's a full word. It's not just hore amwapuluswa uhlatswa ka madi fela, you know. It doesn't end there.
Sure.
It's broad, you know. So I think God is in a process
of healing
people, you know.
Every day. Sure.
I mean, now we are confronted by this monster virus,
and people have lost lives, people have lost jobs, people have lost so much.
We are all affected one way or the other.
True.
If you are not infected, you are affected.
Sure.
You know. So, God has always been in that business of wanting to heal his people. Even to this day, he wants to heal us.
So even sometimes when we go through challenges and we feel like God is so far, you know, we don't feel like he's doing anything. He is doing something. God, we might not work. See him like literally, but God is always doing something.
He is. He's always doing something. So in my case, between 2010 and 2015,
mm-hmm.
I was simple. I'm not going to lie to you. How can I put it?
Were you a mess? What was happening in your life?
I was a walking, breathing ghost.
Sure.
No life, no purpose, no direction, and no God.
Sure.
And that is one place you don't want to be.
Sure.
That is a lonely place.
Mm.
You don't want to find yourself co-spacing where Mujimu hayo.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you also feel so meaningless. Like,
yes.
Why am I here?
Why am I here?
Sure.
Exactly.
But what took you to that place where you felt like you probably wanted to give up?
Not in my case. I was confronted by God.
Sure.
You know, our God, you know, he's an interesting God, and he's so proactive.
Hmm.
You know, I don't think God is that old man with the white beard, God waiting, he's falling asleep. No. I think he's much more proactive like
sure.
that. You know, when we read the
book of... He doesn't sleep.
No.
Sure.
He doesn't. When you read the book of Genesis, it tells us that Jacob was wrestling with God. That is the kind of God. He wrestled with God for the whole night.
Sure.
That is the kind of God that we serve. So not in my case, he confronted me.
Sure.
He confronted me simply because he loved me, simply because he wanted to give me a purpose.
Mm.
How simple. Good way taking. Between that year, 2010 and 2015, I think my one foot was in hell.
Sure.
I was flirting like with the devil.
Mm.
And because we serve a jealous God,
he
wouldn't let me die just like that and so soon.
Mm.
So he snatched me. That's how it feels like. Because at that time, how simple.
What was going on? You keep saying it, but I want to know, what is it that put you there? What were you doing? Did you lose your hope in God? Were you no longer into the things of God? What was happening in your life?
Yes.
Yeah.
I moved away from the things of God.
Okay.
I stopped praying.
Sure.
I stopped going to church.
Mm.
I stopped reading the word.
Mm.
Kuri, I was in that space. Hence, I said I felt like a ghost. Kuri, wait a second. I felt like a... Yeah, I was dead.
Was there a particular reason? Did something happen to you for you to sort of move away from the things of God? Were you in a relationship that moved you away? Did you get into something that... What was happening?
I got into a wrong relationship.
And it sort of moved you away from...
It moved me away from God. And I checked out of life.
Sure.
I checked out of life.
Mm.
Good way thinking I was existing.
Mm.
And everything was fine on the outside. I had a job. I had just bought a car.
Mm.
You know, like everything was happening on the outside.
Mm.
But on the inside, I was dead.
Sure.
I was dead. And
that is the most devastating thing anyone can find themselves in.
You don't want to be there.
Sure.
You don't want to be there.
Mm.
So I remember when God came into my life, when he confronted me, I like to use that word.
Mm.
Because now I was preparing to get married. Good ways again, things were happening.
Sure.
And ways again, God came and he turned the tables just
sure.
like that. And everything was not nice anymore. So now I had a longing. I wanted to be a church. You see, that's the thing I always say to people.
Mm.
Because there was a point in my life where I accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior.
Savior.
When
Amen.
You accept Christ, the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. And once he lives, once he comes on the inside of you, he does not leave.
Mm.
Hence, the Bible says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, I was in a space where I was grieving
sure.
the Holy Spirit and he was withdrawn, but he did not leave. He did not leave.
Mm.
I think in my case, the Holy Spirit ended up screaming, God, I can't take this anymore. Can you see what she's doing? And then that's when God intervened. He was like, Then he snatched me out of hell, because that's how it felt like at the moment.
Sure. And when you look back to some of the things you were doing at that time, sure. And what happened to your marriage at that time, because you were preparing to get married, things were happening for you, I suppose. Then what happened? Did you stop the plans? Did you end the relationship?
The first thing I wanted to do was to go back home.
Sure. like I said,
home, your parents' house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because back in Free State.
No. I have a home. I wanted to go back home. Sure. I didn't want to check anymore. Mm. I just didn't want to do anything.
Nothing interested. You are not interested in anything anymore.
Kore, wait a minute. Like this guy, wait a minute. I called him 20 times a day. I was crazy about him. But something shifted.
Sure.
He was not a catch anymore. He was not a big deal anymore. And I just wanted to be home. Yeah. I wanted to be at church. I wanted to be with my family. I wanted to travel. Haibo, now I wanted more. Like, I just wanted more. I wanted more. I did not understand.
So it seemed like at some point you were not living for yourself.
No,
you were living for him, type
yes,
of a thing.
Yes, sure. I wasn't. That's why God, I'm a jealous God.
Mm.
Because now I have moved away. I have moved so much away from him.
You were making your boyfriend then your God.
Your God.
Sure.
And God was like, I do not share my glory with no man. I am God.
Sure. Yeah, family, if you just tune in or if you're listening this afternoon, my guest is Angie Botile. If you have any questions or comments as we are talking, you're welcome to send us a message on our WhatsApp line on 0826572729, Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line 0826572729. Drop us a voice note, send us your comment or question, and she's my guest and she is in the studio. So it's, you know, it's quite interesting that someone would have everything going on for them and you had an encounter with God and all of a sudden you just want to start from scratch. That's basically what happened.
Yeah.
Leaving everything that you were living for at that moment behind, going back home to start a new life.
Yes.
Sure. And how has the journey been like so far?
Thank God every day.
That you listened to
that
God.
That I listened.
Mm.
You know, the psalmist says, even if I'm in a pit of hell,
sure,
I can never run away from you.
Mm.
So I was in that space because that's where I'm. At that time, I started dreaming. I started seeing vision. Not that I'm a prophet. That's when people get it wrong. When you start to see things, when God starts to reveal things to you in dreams, then people think they are prophets. No. God spoke to me so much at that time.
Sure.
And I'm grateful because now he gave me purpose because he wanted to reveal me to me.
Mm.
There are a lot of things that I didn't know about myself.
Yeah.
Like now we have this book. I didn't know that I could write.
Sure.
You know, so had I taken that route, then this book, I wouldn't be sitting here with you.
Mm.
And God,
I
was
get
like,
you.
You know what I mean? Mm. That album, it was not going to, Angie Botil, it was like, goodness me, I thank God every day.
You were not going to
no,
be having this conversation.
No, we were
sure.
No. No.
So the healing power of a woman is basically a woman like you rising above everything that has happened.
Everything.
And you are here this afternoon to also encourage someone who's going through the most and they think like, this is the end. I'm not gonna get out of this, or nothing good is gonna happen, you know, to me or about my life. What would you say to someone who feels like it's over? There's nothing more for me. You were once there.
Yes.
You say you were a walking ghost.
Yeah, I was.
So someone feels like they are worthless. They, you know.
When I started, I said God is in a business
of healing.
Of healing his people,
and that's powerful.
And even to whoever is listening to us right now, God wants to heal.
Amen.
He wants to heal. He loves us so much. Wait again, if there is one weakness about God, it's his love for his people.
Sure.
Like he can't help it. Like God loves us. He loves us.
Even when we do wrong, when we sin against him, he loves us. His love for us is unconditional.
It's unconditional.
Mm.
So he's in the business of healing, of changing that situation.
Hmm.
If he can do it for me, he can do it for everybody.
Definitely.
He can do it for anybody.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so tell me more about your music. In a little while, we're going to go to the 5 o'clock news. And I would like us to play one of your songs, actually. We have it on the system already. All we need is you.
Okay.
So who writes your music? How do you do it? Do you have a team of people you work with when it comes to writing songs, or you write your own music?
When I started in 2019, when I started, I couldn't write at all.
Sure.
My producer, Mteto Mbata, he wrote my three singles.
All right.
All We Need Is You, Come Upon Us, and I'm Free Again.
Mm.
And then afterwards, I asked God, please open me up. I would love, you know, to start writing my own music.
Wow.
Because now, when people ask me about All We Need Is You, I can't really talk about it that much because I don't know what was happening when my producer wrote that song.
You sang it.
I sang
but
it.
But you don't have that.
Yes. You know what I mean?
I get
it's
you.
It's a beautiful song, but I want to talk about it.
Mm.
But I don't know the space he was in when he wrote it. I don't know. Yes, I asked him what was happening. He just told me briefly.
But he's here. I think he can tell us what was happening.
I think he should.
Come closer to the mic.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Just 2 seconds. What was happening in your life at the time when you wrote the song for Angie?
I've written so many songs.
Yeah. But this
I think this particular one, it was a special song.
Yeah.
I actually went through a very difficult time. I was very stressed.
What was stressing you?
I had a headache. Is that the song? I think I had
It's Come Upon Us.
Okay. So all we need is they basically, I actually get some of the songs in dreams.
Okay.
Like, some are just dropped as a dream. But
this one
particular
dropped.
One, it was like an invitation song because it says, Zaninonke, whoever is sick must come to the Lord. And then it recognizes the fact that we actually need God in our lives.
Amen.
And we need God in every situation and every circumstance that we go through.
Yeah.
And God gives that invite.
Yeah. So at the time you were saying you were sick when you wrote the song? That's what
you're
saying?
No, it's not. That was Come Upon Us.
All right.
It's just that sometimes I use music as an outlet.
Okay.
So if I go through stuff.
Yeah.
Take a walk and something comes to mind. My phone, turn on the recorder, and basically and shortly after that, if I had a headache, it's gone.
Wow.
So I use it as an outlet to heal. I'm not really sure if that's what God wants people to hear and that's what he wants to convey.
Mm.
But for me, music is such a beautiful tool that has saved me from a lot of things where you could find I could actually sink into depression.
Sure.
But
wow.
He uses it as some sort of a saving grace for me to, So
all
basically, this one is more like an invitation that, and it says, yes, we do need you. We realize that you have invited us and here we come.
All we need is you.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Producer.
Thank you.
It's not about you today, though. We were just asking what was happening in your space. So right now we're going to listen to the song. And when we come back from the 5 o'clock news, we'll continue and wrap up.
Oh.
But it's been beautiful having you here, Ms. Angie. Here is Angie Botile with All We Need Is You.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
And right now, I'm getting back to my chat with Angie Botile. We're continuing from where we left off. She's just sharing her testimony of how she has seen God working in her life when she was at her lowest. And God came through for her. And, you know, she's just seeing wonders, You know, you look back and you wonder, is this really me? When you look where you are at and where God has, you know, where you are with God right now. And my next question is, how have you seen God working in your life? Like, what are some of your experiences currently with God on a day to day?
God is awesome.
Yeah.
God is awesome, simple.
You managed to write a book.
Yes.
Yeah, you got inspired to write a book.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's an album. I've got an album as well. Leave that album. It's also a testimony.
Yeah.
Previously, you asked me about my music. Mm. And yeah. So basically, I want to share my life experiences via my music and the books.
True.
Yeah.
I get you. Do. Sure. Yeah. It's amazing because I think many times people, we give up on ourselves and God is like always there, you know.
We shouldn't.
But I think also the things that happens to us on a day to day, they make us sort of want to lose hope.
Yes.
I mean, right now we are talking about the pandemic. A lot of people have lost jobs. Yes. You know, people have lost income. And it's tough.
It is.
And it's easy for someone to give up.
Yeah.
I think over this pandemic, there were two horrible stories that I've heard. One was of a man who hanged himself on the N1 highway at the petrol port. Imagine, under a bridge.
Goodness.
And recently, I think was it last week on social media, I saw the story of a man who drove into a petrol station and got out of the car, shot himself, just like that.
Yeah.
So people are burdened.
Yes.
We go around with a lot of burden.
Yes.
We don't want to talk.
Depression is one of the silent killers that we are dealing with.
Mm.
I suffered depression a lot.
Sure.
And it's dangerous because in front of people, I'm all loving, I'm all smiling, I look great.
But once
when
you,
I'm alone.
Yeah, in your space.
In my space. Mm. Depression,
you start thinking a lot.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous because you can never tell when someone is depressed. I suffered depression. Not even my mom knew that I had depression.
Sure.
Hence I wrote this book. People are suffering out there in silence. And it's not nice. It's not nice. Depression is another sickness. Being sick is not only being hukula physically.
As in being bedridden.
No.
You can walk around with a lot of, carrying a lot of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. I was once there.
Mm.
And it's not a nice place to be in.
Sure.
But God still wants to heal.
Sure. Amen.
He still
wants God to heal. Is healing his people.
He is.
Sure.
He is. Mm. But little now we have our part to play.
Mm.
Because it says, if my people... You know, we need to do something. We need to humble ourselves. Mm. We need to seek his face. We need to pray.
Mm.
You know, we need to fast.
We need to be realistic also to say, I need God.
Exactly.
I need help.
I need help. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it's no use on putting on a brave face when you know that you really need help. You're suffering.
You see, when I'm stuck, I don't pray a lot. I just say, help.
Mm.
Lord. Help.
Mm.
Help. Mm. Yeah, I just scream, help.
And help comes from the Lord.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Sure.
All the time.
Amazing. And how's life like now? Love life. You've got two beautiful sons.
Yes.
What's happening in your life? I see. I caught you off guard when I said love life.
You did.
No, but I'm just saying in general. Because at some point you were at a bad space and you've really seen God doing great for you.
Yes. I am trusting God for my Boaz, my Adam, of my Eden. I think I'm in that space where I am healed.
Mm.
You know, I remember, you know, these are the kind of conversation I have with God.
Mm.
Last year I said, you know what, God, if I knew that, you know, marriage proposal were going to be this scarce, you know, you were just, why didn't you just let me, you know, just
get
carry on, get married.
Mm.
And then he said to me, do you realize that you were going to be unequally yoked, number one? And number two, do you realize that now I have given you purpose, of which that's what I wanted to do.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, purpose now. drives me, you know, because now I can do this, yeah. then you look forward, you know, to the next day, you know. So purpose, is what drives me at the moment. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, my boys will come when he comes. And
and how's life with your sons?
Ah, life is good. Mm. I'm loving my boys. Mm. Boys are naughty. They are naughty, but I'm loving them. Yeah. I'm loving them so much. Yeah.
Sure. Life is good. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So, Angie, if the Radio Pulpit listeners would like to keep in touch with you, how do we get hold of you? Are you visible on social media?
Yes.
Do you have a ministry number the listeners can contact you on? Where do we get you?
On all social media, I'm on Facebook as Angie Potile,
okay.
Instagram Angie_Potile,
okay.
Twitter, it's Angie Potile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And do you have a number, ministry number we can contact you on, or preferably if people would like to get hold of you, you are visible. Facebook Angie Potile,
yes.
Instagram Angie,
and they can go to my page
Potile. And then on Twitter, it's Angie Potile.
Angie Potile,
yeah.
Yes. And on my page, the contact details are there.
Oh,
so
nice.
If they want my music or anything, the contact details are there.
Okay.
But yes, I am available on social media.
Okay, great. Yes. It was so nice having you here. But before I let you go, I would like you to lead us in prayer. Because the thing is, the reality is a lot of people are hurting. And yes, I love the testimony you are bringing with this afternoon to say God is in the business of healing people. And you have seen it with yourself. God, where God has taken you from, he has healed you from being in a messy situation and, you know, to being where you are right now. So I would like you to pray for our listeners this afternoon, for those who are seeking God's face, those who are waiting, those who are seeking answers, or however you are led by the Spirit to pray for us this afternoon. I would like you to do so.
Okay.
So please lead us in prayer.
All right. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to be in your presence, oh God. Father, it is an honor to be in your presence and to talk about you, to talk about your testimonies and what you have done for us, oh God. Father, thank you, Lord God, that it is all about you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that you are in the business of healing your people. Thank you, Lord God, that you want to heal us, oh God. If only, Lord God, we will humble ourselves and seek your face, oh God. Father, Lord God, we depend on you as a world, as a nation. We need you, Heavenly Father. Touch your people, oh God. Touch those, oh God, who are desperate for jobs. Touch those, Heavenly Father, who are broken, oh God. Touch those, Heavenly Father, who have lost hope, oh God. Father, you are the God of the impossible, oh God. Take your rightful place, oh God, and show yourself strong, oh God. We depend on you, oh God, as a world, as a nation, as your children, oh God. Reign, Heavenly Father, and take your rightful place. We thank you and we love you. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, woman of God.
Amen.
We appreciate you and we wish you all the best with your music,
thank
ministry.
You.
And you said you are busy with your second book. Give me more info on that. When can we expect it? Or am I rushing things now?
Yes.
But very soon.
But this year, it will be released.
Definitely in 2021.
Definitely in 2021. Yeah. The title of the book is Maximize Your Singleness.
Sure. Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, how simple. That is a book you want.
Maximize your
singleness.
But I'm not single, so do I need it?
It's got nothing to do
with your marriage.
It's got nothing to do with
so
that.
So what are we maximizing?
Before you were married, before you got married, you were how simple.
Right.
You were complete.
Me? Yeah.
You were you.
Yeah.
You know. So it's got nothing to do with marriage.
All right.
No. Actually, I encourage people to get married. Hence I said I would love to get married one day. It's got nothing to do with being unmarried or married. It's got everything to do with as a whole.
Yeah. Oh, I get you.
It's a powerful book.
We can't wait. Madam Angie Potile, thank you so much. You get her on Facebook,
yes.
Angie Potile, on Instagram, Angie_Potile, and also on Twitter.
Yes.
Angie Potile.
Potile, yes.
Thank you so much. And Brother Mteto, Mr. Producer, thank you so much as well.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. All the best. Here is Bernardine with Now I Can See.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.